Okay, so now that we've all had a bit of time to think about it, does anyone have any concrete proposals, or do we want to just go through people and start placing them and kind of discuss as we go along?
I don't think there are concrete proposals. No.
Not really.
No, it's kind of. We should maybe find a method to do stuff. Like, I don't know, choose one parameter. The
Okay.
first parameter to choose people, to choose where to put people. Like, I don't know, maybe permanent staff and non-permanent staff. We know that professor will stay for a long time.
Yeah.
We don't know for the other.
Yeah,
So
that's true.
maybe that could be the first parameter to take into account, not just to
Yeah, give them
have
like the
this
most
disc
comfortable offices and
yeah. Yeah, and have this discussion every 2 years.
yeah.
Because it's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this makes sense. That makes sense for everyone. So we
Yeah,
can choose
yeah.
where to put I would
Suzanne,
say
for example.
the three first one of the list.
Yeah, because Martin's a professor, but he's only here half time, so
Yeah.
it's sort of a different situation.
Yeah.
And he's a professor at
And
the EPFL, but not
yeah.
in Geneva. He just does research in Geneva.
And maybe the two other senior, Andre and Nancy.
Yeah. Okay,
And
so
then
let's
yeah.
go through that first. So what do you
So
think for Susan and Mackie, for example, the rooms for one person?
yeah, yeah, that could be an idea.
For Susan, probably, yeah, 'cause I think she
Yeah.
prefers to have her own office.
Yeah.
Okay, any preferences to which one?
Not really.
I'll put Susan here for now.
They can switch.
And then Maggie in the other one?
Yeah. Yeah. It's up
Yeah.
to them, I guess. Yeah.
No, it's up to
Yeah,
us.
too.
Up to us? Well, I mean, they can
They're
switch
not here,
later. They
so.
can switch later.
Okay. And then.
Pierrette next.
Yep.
So we need to put Pierrette, André, and Nancy. Do we want to? The question is now: is do we want to put the three together, or the three completely separate with other people?
I would say not together in a
Well,
three.
Pierrette has
It's quite a lot.
students,
Yeah.
and André and Nancy don't.
Yeah.
Well, does André? He
Some. Just
teaches, but.
some. Yeah,
Okay.
but few. Less than
Yeah.
Pierrette.
Yeah.
So we have.
Because also, if we're going to put people together by projects, then there's no sense to put them together because they all work on different projects. Right.
Yeah. I just realized something. The two people room in the middle, which has only one windows,
Yeah.
it's gonna be pretty hard to put two people inside that room.
Because they'll fight for the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite dark.
What about moving Gisella in there? If she's in there half the time, she can have her desk
Yeah.
near the window. And okay,
Except
she's not
we.
near the mailbox,
Yeah.
but.
And near the photocopy.
But it may be more sort of practical in terms of working environments for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nicer.
And what about the reading room?
But again, one of the reasons for putting the reading room where it
Yeah,
is so that you
but
have.
you, I mean, I think everybody's supposed to spend more time in their office than in the reading room.
We think.
So we
Finally.
might
We
think
think.
that it's better to have a more comfortable office than a more comfortable
Yeah, I agree.
reading
It's
room. I don't know. It
Oh.
changed the plan of the morning, I'm sorry, but I just realized that stupid architect put only
Yeah.
one windows. Who built this building? Do we know
I don't
that?
know.
I don't know. What
So
do you think?
I
Yeah.
don't know. We spent quite
Yeah.
some time at the last meeting and to
Yeah,
decide
I
this,
know,
and
but in the
now
last
we're
meeting,
just.
nobody just took attention at this one windows problem. And I think it is one problem.
Of course,
What
but
if you
everybody
put
had the documents before, so you could have studied them.
Yeah,
So
you
I
too.
don't think it's a
I
good
can say
idea.
The same to you.
Yeah.
Is
I'm
it that
sorry.
There's electricity?
What if we put the two people that are 50% in that room?
In the
two APFL people?
Yeah.
That's really welcoming and warming.
But they're only here 50%.
Yeah.
Well, let's how we can fill the 3-person rooms.
What? Say it again.
How we can Who we gonna put in the 3-person rooms? I mean, we have now 2 3-person rooms left, and
no. But the main problem we have the same number of place and the same number of people now.
So everyone has to go somewhere.
Yeah, and I just noticed that we have these 2-people room.
We also have one 3-person room with 2 windows.
I don't mind going into this office.
You don't mind to have
my Nikos volunteers.
Okay. So Nikos and
who are you taking
you have
with you?
To find you have to find somebody agree to come with you. And it's not a question of you, it's a question of windows. Who would you put with you? Let's put a 50%, so.
Oh, why not?
Okay.
From the APFL.
Okay, so let's put David in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know David?
No.
You will learn to know him.
You'll meet him. Okay. So, I'm just going to make a list on here of who we have. And keep talking.
So, David and Nikos, it's done. And we.
So, where were we?
Pierrette.
André and Nancy.
André and Nancy.
Maybe we can put Pierrette and her two PhD students into one room.
Yeah, why not?
How many PhD students did she have?
Well, 2 Marians or.
And me.
And
if
you
I can
too.
Say.
Okay.
Yes, I'm doing a PhD.
Yes, there's the nose of Pierrette.
Officially.
Okay, so David, Nikos, Gisela, Maggie, and Susan are done. Okay.
So, and could you put the map again?
Yeah.
So we see what happened. That might be a good idea to put Pierrette with 2 PhD students.
Okay.
Whoever they are.
Should we be nice and give them 3 windows?
Maybe the other one would be more convenient if we're all working on the same project.
Which
so
one?
We're close by.
Okay. Oops.
So Pierrette and the 2 Marians.
That won't get confusing.
Yeah, I'd like to have a view to the mountains, but well.
Okay, so put me with Marianne and Pierrette, it's all right. And we put Marianne in front, if you want to be.
Where, here?
No, on the room on the opposite.
Oh, here.
Oh, no, that's the old town view.
Well, that
would have to be here, or the other 3-person room.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
pick a room.
Yeah, old town is as well.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right.
Is the old town beautiful enough?
Well, she's not that far if she's like in this one here.
And that's good because there are Pierrette, Marianne, and Nicole's there on the other side of the corridor.
This one?
So it's yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Marianne, and who do you want to work with?
Who's left?
Nancy, Martin, Pierrette. No, Pierrette is done. André, Yalina, Maria,
Agnes.
Yalina
would be good. And actually, she's working for the same project as well.
Okay, so put Yalina with.
With a beautiful laughter.
Yeah.
Yalina.
Okay. And we have.
Marianne.
Now. Do you think it's a good idea to put Martin and André together since they are working on the same project?
Yeah, that could work.
And anyway, Martin is just 50% in.
Yeah, and we might put Martin and Andre and someone else in the three-person room.
Yeah.
Since it's a 50%, it's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I can go in there because Martin and I are working on sort of the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
And that leaves.
Maria and Nancy. That's really strange.
That's all?
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Why?
So, what do we think about that?
Okay, why don't we move Maria to this, to where, to the office I'm supposed to be, and I can go with Nancy?
No, it's not that. It's just you've almost got like a project split, except that you don't, because Nancy and Maggie and I work on Parmenides.
Yeah.
And then Andre, Martin, Maria, and I also work on IM2. And so does Susan. Although the Susan and Maggie thing, we can't really change.
I think this project thing is not a good thing. This project splitting, I mean.
No.
Splitting by project.
But then we should split the little med SLT party up.
Yeah. No, but yeah, if you split by project, you put me in one person room.
All on your own.
That's hard.
So I would put it the other way. I would put the room with Martin in it in the two-window room, because he's 50%, so then at least the other two people get...
Could you say that again?
Put Martin in the three-person room with two windows.
Okay.
Since he's 50%.
Okay. So you just... You just move him, or... The two groups, you just...
Either way. Well, I don't know if we're splitting up.
What, is this about
or
windows? Or
yeah,
is this about
it
must be functional. Yeah. If you and Martin work on the same project, then...
Yeah, I mean, with whom...
I'm trying to optimize.
Like to, with whom you'd like to work in the same office? I mean, is it important to have someone from the same project, or...
I don't think it's necessarily so important to be in the same office with someone.
No.
If you're working on the same project.
Yeah, we can Skype each other, yeah.
Yeah, we can Skype. But you're going to disturb all
you're
the people.
Too lazy to get up and walk next
we're
door.
Disturb all the people by Skyping all the time.
I don't know. Like, right now, I share an office with Bruno. We don't work on any projects together.
Except coffee time and...
Yeah.
That's important project.
Of course.
Too,
but I mean...
Sleeping and stuff like that.
That's fine. Like, I don't... need to be in the same office as someone who works on IM2 or someone who works on Parmenides. It's not like...
And it's quite funny to hear other activities around you and not always the same stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially when it's activity that you don't understand.
Know anything
or
about, yeah. You hear things out of context. You're like,
yeah.
I agree, but the setup is pretty good now. So Bruno is not on MedSLT and he's sharing MedSLT office. I'm not sharing somebody with.
Yeah.
Okay.
I work on the same project.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
Yeah. I don't know, you were saying that Maria and Nancy doesn't fit
I just
together in the same...
Can't really see them sharing an office. I don't
so
know
what you
why.
Say if you change the office, I don't know, and you work with Nancy or... What do you... Yeah, I don't know.
Or put Andre and Nancy together because they're starting that new project.
Oh, yeah.
For example.
And then put Maria with
Martin
me and Martin.
Yeah.
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 I could see that
sounds
working
okay.
a bit better.
Yeah? Okay, why not?
But you
What are you
I'm
saying?
not totally convinced.
Sorry?
I'm not convinced
No,
about
what's
this.
bothering you?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is it now?
I thought you were saying you didn't want to be in a three-person room.
Yeah.
First of all.
And then you are rotating your mind all the time.
Somebody
from the
to
beginning
be.
I said the three-person room, it's quite, I mean, it's a disadvantage.
Yeah, but if you work with the people like Pierrette and Marianne...
And to change a little bit this disadvantage, we put somebody 50% in a three-person room, so we could do the same
you
in the three-person rooms. But
then
there is still this
you and
problem.
Nicholas have the window problem.
Yeah.
Which is why I still think we should put Gisella in that room, because it's... Well, she gets the window, the stagiaire, whatever, he's there for 2 months. It's their problem.
Yeah, and a stagiaire is here for working.
Yeah. not for enjoying the view.
Exactly. Anyway, it's always foggy in Geneva, so there is no view.
Pierrette is having quite an unadvantaged situation because there are Marianne and Puno who are having reception hours.
Yeah, but.
That's so
if
it's
you
gonna
put
and Pierrette as well, we all have a reception.
Yeah, so it's quite a traffic there, I would say.
Yeah.
So what if we switch? No.
Will there be wireless in the building? I mean, if there are reception hours, so somebody could move to the reading room and have people.
You have to have a computer with wireless.
Well, isn't this the case? Doesn't everybody have
one?
No.
Well, most of us, first of all, have. Desktop computers.
So
well, of course,
you can move with your desktop.
Okay. Plus, you can't assume that you can just use the reading room for reception hours.
No.
Right, like people are actually using it as a reading
room. The aim was having a room, calm room for reading or.
So, what. Can we say we're going to move Gisella here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility to play with.
Yeah.
Moving people
okay.
around.
Okay, can we say that David
goes here?
Yeah, instead of.
You were the first one on the list, but
okay,
if you want to remove someone
okay.
else.
No, because I was thinking of we can. Having these two offices which are near to the lift, keep this office for reception people.
if I can reception people.
We are Pierrette, the two Marianne, and I. Are receiving and Maggie and Susan are receiving a lot of students.
So what if we
so
put you
we
with
the Finnish, for example, if you want.
Well, you
will you have
you also already speak quite well Finnish, so
yeah,
we
so
get
that's
along,
good. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, so
Lopeta.
Yes, I will.
I'm just putting Elena into
yeah, yeah. Down. But that's nice to have a corner, a student. I mean, a student area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy for them to...
Yeah, to find us. And it's also quite noisy when you have this kind of parade of students before the exams. Mm. So if you work with me and you have this.
So Nikos and Jalina.
Are you
agree or do you
want to
go somewhere else?
Hmm? I have no problem with that.
So, and the photocopy is still
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to prune our one from the other side of the. But well.
You just don't photocopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who does anyway?
Yeah, the people having students.
Yeah.
So maybe you and Bruno should take this office.
No, but it's too far from.
Well, you have the other.
Yeah.
Lift.
Okay.
Yeah, if we change the
switch,
three people, Pierrette, Marianne, David,
with here
and
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's
so like
good.
That, and then
and
move
then yeah.
you two.
So we have a three windows room with view everywhere.
That's what the plan was from the beginning.
My mountains, yes.
Did you get the photocopying noise? Now we're all going to come photocopy just to annoy you.
And it's not very healthy either. Yeah.
And bathrooms are nearby. Yeah.
Yeah, and.
Okay.
I think that's quite nice.
Or did, was Yaid? I should start making full sentences. What about? I was thinking about moving Pierrette and Marianne into a two-person office rather than a three-person office.
And then.
But.
And put David.
With Andre and Nancy, for example.
In a two-person office.
No, in a three-person office.
And why?
Yeah,
because if they have reception. I know. I thought you were saying that Pierrette should have a smaller office, or be in a smaller office because of reception or something. Or did I just completely misunderstand?
No. The reason to put Pierrette and Marianne, and to put Marianne and I together, is because of the noise we make by receiving students. And then the reason to put David in this office is
because he's 50%.
It's 50% in a three.
Okay, that works.
Place office. That sounds nice, no?
Yeah, it looks good.
And I think we do have the best office.
Yeah, I think too. I'm quite happy with it.
It's a kind of dictatorship decision, but we are here to make a decision. So. And Agnes, you're going to sell this to the administrator.
Yeah.
I'm going to try, yes.
Yeah, so.
Okay, what arguments do I need? Well, we have the.
The argument of
the group and students here.
You can also.
Although you still have Susan and Maggie over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite logical to have for the professors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One person rooms, I think.
Yeah.
That is sort of a. Well, no, it's not a project split. It's weird because it kind of isn't. Because Maria Martin and I all work on the same project.
Yeah.
And then Andre and Nancy work on the same project. And Pierre.
Yeah, but we all work on different projects, so we can't. What is a little square you put? Oh, it's a printer.
And
the photography.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite fine.
Okay, let me just write down the arguments for why.
Student reception.
One suggestion, if possible, we could move me and Yelena to the office where Andre and Nancy are now.
You just want a bigger window.
No, I just, it's just more convenient if I'm closer with my
you
the partners on my project.
Okay.
We can Skype as you said.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Happy?
So, the arguments are student reception in one corner.
So that's noise reduction.
Yeah. The 50% staff in the three
person
rooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the projects, they are quite well grouped actually now.
Yeah. Now they are, yeah.
Yeah. And
except for David, but we can't do anything about that.
And the two professors is one single.
And well, Gisela, she's kind of in the middle.
Yeah. Same.
She's the heart of the.
Yeah, heart of the.
And since you will meet the administrator, can we ask for a coffee machine somewhere?
In the reading room, that would be good.
Yeah, or in that hall. I mean, the sixth floor.
It's
there's
not
no
a
coffee
kitchen.
Machine.
Oh, it's not a kitchen. Oh, it's.
You mean like a little machine or
no,
a vending?
A vending machine.
Okay. The little machine, I think, would be harder to sell, but ask for.
Yeah, but try.
I will.
A good coffee.
Oui, with good coffee.
Yeah.
Italian one, please.
Nespresso?
Quite strong, strong good coffee.
Yeah. And herb tea.
Yeah.
Good strong
for
coffee.
For the afternoon.
Yeah. Would you say hot tea?
Herb tea.
Oh,
for
herb
the afternoon,
tea.
Yeah. Because with strong coffee I don't sleep.
If you late,
yeah.
If you work late, yeah. And to drink coffee.
And do we know if there will be air conditioning?
Is there actually a smoking area somewhere?
Nope.
Not for
non-smoking
me.
Non-smoking building.
Yeah, but we okay. We have the terrace still on the sixth floor.
No. There is no terrace on that building.
No. They'll have to go down.
They have to go down. Yeah.
So no, we're not gonna change the plane only for the smokers. So
well, it's ideal for Nancy.
Yeah,
she's just very close to the lifts.
Exactly.
And Susan
and
Maggie
close
as well.
As well.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay.
Let's see what the.
Is everyone happy with that?
Yeah, I think so. Just checking if we actually have everyone, but I think we do.
So when exactly are we supposed to move?
In what was it? What did I say?
Three weeks.
3 weeks. So they've set up everything, wiring, internet. Or what's the status
as far as
right
I know,
now?
Yeah. As far as I know, basically, we pack up one day, the movers come, take all our stuff, put it into the right boxes. So when you get there the next day, all your stuff is already in your office.
Wow.
And all the IPs and everything is set up. They're trying.
Mm.
So we'll see. Make sure you label your boxes properly. especially the Marianne's.
My boxes.
Yeah, so they don't get confused with the other Marianne's boxes. Yeah.
Can we think of putting a whiteboard somewhere in the hall for general information?
We can try. I can ask them.
Idea.
Yeah.
Well, mailing lists. Of course, you can mail email. Yeah.
But that's not really.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a nice poster of the next conference. You don't put.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
you know,
posters.
Kind of
okay, that's kind of
a big board.
Yeah.
With
yes, sir.
Where? Like
along one
Gisella's
of the walls. Yeah.
Or in front of a reading room, or.
Yeah.
Well, there are lots of walls.
Yeah.
You can posters on.
Okay, so. Along that bottom hallway somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anything else I need to ask them?
Yeah.
No more special issues.
I don't. Actually, we may need to sort out.
Ooh.
That's not healthy. who, I don't know if we need to sort out who sits where, because if they're going to plug everything and set everything up.
I think it's everybody's responsibility to find.
Yeah.
If they prefer to be in front of back to a window or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if we start doing that and then not happy.
Yeah, we don't want to
micromanage. We are all adults, so I think we can speak. And
I just can't remember whether they're actually going to set everything up for us or not, but we can change it, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's it then. Let's save this.
Can you mail a copy of that to everybody?
Yeah. Not right now, because I'm not connected to the internet. But I will.
Okay.
Okay. Good. We're done then.